time, I'm in good spirits. The results were very clear. Those who showed high levels of optimism, who would perhaps respond affirmatively to the first question, had a 45% lower risk of death from any cause and a 77% lower risk of death from heart disease than those who reported high levels of pessimism. Another study examined the autobiographies of 180 Catholic nuns that were written when the women first entered a convent. Scientists examined the autobiographies 60 years later and discovered that the nuns who had wrote more positively when they first entered the convent lived much longer than their colleagues whose writing was more negative. One of the reasons a positive attitude is so important is because it can boost our immune system and therefore our ability to fight illness. A person's attitude generally influences their emotional experience. That is, whether they meet life with more positive or negative emotions. In a 2006 study conducted at Carnegie Mellon University in the USA, scientists studied the effects of the common cold and influenza viruses on people who had different emotional styles. 193 healthy volunteers were interviewed to determine whether they had a positive emotional style, typically experience more positive emotions, or a negative emotional style, typically experience more negative emotions. Then they were exposed to either of the viruses using nasal drops. It turned out that the people who experienced more positive emotions had much lower rates of upper respiratory infections than those who had experienced more negative emotions. As we go through our lives, our attitudes affect how we react to viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens. A positive, optimistic outlook in life is ultimately better for our overall health and longevity. We also deal with life situations differently, depending on our attitude to them. A positive attitude helps us to cope with challenges and even see them as opportunities, which ultimately benefits our health. In the USA, a University of Chicago study examined the attitude and health of 200 telecommunications executives who had been affected by corporate downsizing. It found that the executives who saw the downsizing as an opportunity for growth were healthier than those who saw it as a threat. Of those with the positive attitude, less than one third developed an illness.